1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where New York Community Bank will buy most of failed Signature Bank in a $2.7 billion deal. It's similar to what Swiss bank UBS will do with rival Credit Suisse to stabilize financial markets in Switzerland. Congressman Patrick McHenry, Republican chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, says there will be investigations.
At the moment, I think it's important that American people have confidence in the financial system and their bank. And I think that is the imperative right now. That's the reason why I supported the FDIC and Fed's and Treasury's decision last Sunday night. I thought it was an imperative for the country.
He was on Face the Nation. Leaders of China and Russia will reportedly meet Monday in Moscow. It comes after Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to Mariupol, a town in eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Ukraine with details.
A victory lap of sorts for President Putin, driving himself through Mariupol. Russia's military bombed, seized, then annexed the Ukrainian port city in May, damaging or destroying nearly all of its buildings. He toured newly built facilities in what's believed to be his closest visit to the front lines of the war he started.
A curfew's in effect in Miami Beach. It follows two deadly shootings in 2 days at the height of spring break. Katie and Devin are visiting from Ohio.
We saw a bunch of people kind of rush the door, like the main entrance.
Everyone was running in and ducking and
then everybody
tables over.
Yeah, everybody
they
in
were
the restaurant.
Slamming the front
then.
Door shut.
Yeah, and everybody was kind of scattering, ducking down, running to the like sides of the restaurant.
Five people under the age of 18 have died in a car crash north of New York City. Police say all those in the car were related. The father of the 16-year-old driver of the car, who also died, spoke with WCBS TV.
That's his thing. He goes to the mall. He goes to get his ice cream with his cousins. They go to the movies. They walk around the mall. They do what teenagers and kids do. It's just, I didn't know he was driving by himself.
A 9-year-old survived that crash. Correspondent Cammie McCormick looks back at the war in Iraq.
The invasion started from the air with shock and awe.
The attack came in waves, cruise missiles, followed by the F-117 stealth bombers with so-called bunker-busting bombs. Their target, a bunker believed to be sheltering what are called top leaders of the Iraqi regime.
Months later, President George W. Bush declared major combat operations over, but the war carried on and U.S. troops didn't leave Iraq until 2011. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
The U.S. invaded March 20th, 2003. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent, but then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel is all conversation-based, so it gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
You'll really see a difference in how you can speak and how conversational you can be in just a few weeks.
Babbel isn't just lessons. You can listen to podcasts, play games, watch videos. You can even take live online classes with a language teacher. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel.
The lessons online and in the app make it easy to learn from pretty much anywhere.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, lows dip down to about 23. High of 38 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Usually
politics stuff was kind of these grandiose, get into the minds of voters and connect with them and all this, It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers' ayahuasca ceremony, I mean, it didn't really go anywhere.
I am disappointed because I would think when you're in politics, they would have breakout sessions of remaining completely expressionless when your candidate says something moronic. Developing the perfect simper for when you sit behind the governor and he's signing something you don't like.
SNL sketch or maybe an As Goes Wisconsin sketch. Jane comes up with what tutorials you need to be a staffer in the Madison's Capitol.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the St. Patrick's Day edition of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And what questions do you have about the upcoming spring election? 844-967-2789, because we are joined by an expert for this segment, for this half hour. Lana Kropp is a 12-year veteran of the Wisconsin clerk world. She currently is the city clerk for the city of Lake Geneva and is serving as the secretary for the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. And this upcoming election is going to be her 40th that she's administered in her career. So welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Lana.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. I think you are the first clerk that we've had on the show, despite as much as we like talking about voting and elections. We talked a lot about elections last fall.
Yeah.
But this is your first, our inaugural clerk, Lana.
Oh, man. That's a tall order to fill. Oh, my gosh.
So I guess let's start with let's demystify what city clerks do. Because, I mean, in Wisconsin, we vote a lot, so I think we keep you guys pretty busy. But just kind of break down with responsibilities with the election, but then also responsibilities outside of elections.
Sure. So there's a lot that we do. Us clerks, we're always busy. Elections is a big part of it, because as you guys are aware, Wisconsin is a very interesting state in that our elections are very decentralized, and the municipal clerks in each municipality, whether you're a town of 200 or a city of 500,000, you're the one in charge of it. So we deal with elections. We deal with all of the licensing for our municipalities, like liquor and tobacco. How very fitting that, we talk about alcohol on St. Patty's Day.
I see that you are wearing green, so...
Of course. Represent. Of course. Had to. Apparently I'm Irish.
Oh,
but that's what my mom says. So I don't know how accurate that is. So we'll go with it.
We'll go with it.
What else? We do agendas, minutes, resolutions, ordinances. We're the records custodians for everything for the city. We handle border review. We do a number of things. And then, of course, that all changes depending on your municipality. So what might be my list of duties that I have to do for a city could be vastly different than, say, a town clerk or a village clerk.
Interesting. And so how did you find this as a career?
It's kind of a funny story. So, back in 2010, I graduated from UW-Whitewater.
Okay.
And I was looking for a job and couldn't find anything. And finally my mom found an ad for, the city of, Fort Atkinson looking for a 3/4-time receptionist. And I applied for it, got passed over, and then actually ended up getting the job. And little did I know that when I came into that position, I was actually going to be trained to become the new deputy clerk, as the current one that was there was retiring. So trained for that, became the deputy clerk, and then became a city clerk in 2014 for the city of Stoughton. And then I made the transition to Lake Geneva here in 2017.
There you go. It was funny. Did you hear about the drama? This is a side note. This has nothing to do with elections. But do you have an opinion about the drama of the big mansion that's going to be torn down in Lake Geneva after being bought for $17 million? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I do, but I don't really know.
Well, Lake Geneva, very, very beautiful place. But so I guess you mentioned this before, but Wisconsin elections are unique in that... Mm-hmm. We're very decentralized. So maybe talk a little bit about why that is. Like, most, is it really like true that we're the most decentralized of any state in the union?
I don't know if we're the most decentralized. Okay. I apologize. I couldn't answer that question. But I mean, a lot of other states, when you look at the model of how they administer elections, a lot of it takes place at the county level. And they have precincts in different areas that are administering the election on behalf of the county. And while we do have county involvement with our elections here in Wisconsin, it's very minimal because we are the ones, as municipal clerks, we're saying how many ballots we need, who our candidates are, because we're the filing officers for our local candidates. We are getting all of our poll workers together. We are getting all of our absentees out. We're entering all of our voter registrations. So we are in charge of our own municipality from start to finish.
And so, because when I feel like this only became an issue of people thinking about how decentralized our elections are when, like, no one really thought about it, at least from my perspective, until 2020, because mm-hmm. when all of the fast changes of how are we going to conduct an election during a pandemic, and because of that decentralized model, so many of the decisions, because that's the way the model is, were left up to individual clerks and individual offices, correct? And
yes.
Thus the criticism came of that model. And so what has been kind of since 2020, when y'all's job has been under a microscope and the amount of outsized attention and ridicule you've all been under, which is not deserved, has definitely been there. But as far as what has life been kind of pre and post the 2020 election when it comes to being a city clerk?
So, you know, I have to say I'm very fortunate in the community in which I serve that everybody is very appreciative. Everybody comes in, you know, whether it's the staff or the electors or just the general guests of our city, everybody's been very respectful and very kind, and they're very understanding of the hard work that we do. And that's not the case in all municipalities. So I really feel for those other clerks because it is a hard job, and it's difficult sometimes to kind of stay out of the limelight and come under fire. But, you know, prior to 2020, we talked about 2012 being like the election year, because if anybody remembers, 2012 was the year of 6 elections. It was a lot.
What happened in 2012? I wasn't living here.
So in 2012, we had our four standard elections like we normally have in an even numbered year. But then we also had the recall elections for Governor Walker. So we had a February primary. We had an April spring election. We had a May recall primary. We had a June recall election. We had an August partisan primary. And then we had the November general election.
Which was the presidential year. So that was Mitt Romney versus Obama. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It was a big year. So, like, when we got done with 2012 and moved